This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, December 20th, 2014. This week in security news, starting first on a topic of Russia. On Tuesday of this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via SMS messages to their mobile devices regarding an announcement by the White House that President Obama would be signing a bill from Congress which adds new sanctions on Russia and would codify into law the provision of lethal aid to the Ukrainian government. Known as the Ukraine Freedom Support Act of 2014, the bill is intended to, quote, assist the government of Ukraine in restoring its sovereignty and territorial integrity in order to deter the government of the Russian Federation from further destabilizing and invading Ukraine and other independent countries in Eastern Europe and Central Asia, unquote. Even before the bill made it out of Congress, at least one member of Russia's Duma called the bill extremely dangerous and suggested the decision to arm Ukraine should prompt adequate measures from Russia, such as the use of military force on Ukrainian territory, preemptively. Quote, "We should not wait until Ukraine is armed and becomes really dangerous," unquote. Similar warnings were issued in late November during a visit to Ukraine by Vice President Joe Biden. Listeners might find it interesting to note that documents released late last month by the Ukrainian hacker group CyberBurkut reveal that the U.S. is in fact already providing substantial lethal aid to Ukraine's armed forces. According to CyberBurkut, during Vice President Biden's two-day trip to Kiev in November, they were able to gain access to confidential State Department files that had been stored on an American delegation member's mobile device. Those documents, the links for which have been provided in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter, show that the Obama administration has been supplying Ukraine with lethal aid as far back as August, including sniper and assault rifles, grenade launchers, mortars, Stinger missiles, and anti-tank weapons. Alert USA advises listeners that while the American public is being distracted with all manner of mainstream media fluff stories, be advised that our world is becoming more and more dangerous by the day. From the surge of U.S. and NATO forces in Eastern Europe over the past year, the increasing number of tense encounters between armed NATO and Russian aircraft, and a declining Russian currency resulting from a collapse in oil and gas prices, just to name a few, tensions between the U.S., NATO, and Russia are at an extremely dangerous level. In an interview this week with German publication Der Spiegel, former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger gave a chilling assessment of the new geopolitical situation taking shape, calling the West's approach to Ukraine a quote-unquote fatal mistake. He characterized the tense relations as exhibiting the danger of another Cold War and warned that ignoring this danger any further may result in a tragedy. We also remind listeners that while the Obama administration and the U.S. media paint Russia as the aggressor in this situation, in February of this year, a video was leaked showing Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs Victoria Nuland giving a presentation before a private group at the National Press Club in Washington, within which she openly admits that the U.S. government has spent $5 billion in an effort to subvert the Russian-friendly Ukrainian government in order to bring the country into the U.S. sphere of influence. The resulting riots and change of government, in turn, posed a number of direct strategic threats to Russia, ultimately forcing them to move on Crimea in order to protect access to their naval base at Sevastopol, as well as the Black Sea in general. You can find much more in this story, including links to resources related to the high points made in this report, links to the actual presentation by Assistant Secretary of State Nuland, and a greatly expanded explanation of the strategic importance of this conflict in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. Alert USA continues to closely monitor developments in this volatile region and will immediately notify service subscribers of any developments signaling a change in the overall threat environment as events warrant. In a brief update on the battle against ISIS, on Sunday of this week, U.S. ground forces engaged in their first full-blown battle against Islamic State militants who attempted to overrun the Ain al-Assad military base in northwestern Iraq. The surprise attack was launched on the base shortly after midnight and was responded to by dozens of U.S. troops, Iraqi forces, and F-18 jets. It is reported that the attacking militants sustained significant losses in the two-hour battle. In related news, this week the Pentagon announced that just under 100 U.S. soldiers are now beginning to deploy with Iraqi forces on advise and assist missions in Anbar Province. According to Pentagon spokesman Navy Rear Admiral John Kirby, this number will increase to over 1,500 U.S. service members in the coming months. As Alert USA has repeatedly warned over the past year and including just last week, another war is coming. Alert USA's Pentagon sources indicate that the planning for a greatly expanded ground operation is well underway, as is the movement of additional personnel and equipment. Here again, Alerts USA continues to closely monitor developments in this area and will immediately notify service subscribers of new force deployments or any other developments signaling the launch of additional offensive operations as events warrant. In public health news, influenza cases are now on the upswing with 14 states reporting widespread infections and another 25 states reporting increased regional activity. Listeners are reminded that as we reported 2 weeks ago, this year's flu vaccine has ended up being a poor match for the primary influenza strain in circulation this season. The CDC Health Alert Network is reporting a predominance of influenza A, H3N2 strain so far this season. This strain of the flu has historically been associated with increased numbers of hospitalizations and deaths, particularly in the elderly, young children, and those with chronic medical conditions. Despite the development of this mismatch in a reduced effectiveness of the vaccine, the CDC states that some protection or a reduction in the severity of illness may still result. In addition, there are also two other influenza antigens provided for within the vaccine. Further, the CDC continues to remind clinicians of the value of prescribing antiviral medications such as Tamiflu or Relenza for treatment of influenza, as well as for patients with conditions that raise their risk of seeing serious complications. Here again, Alerts USA continues to monitor the spread of influenza in North America and the Caribbean and will provide subscribers notification and updates of notable surges in reported case numbers as events warrant. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that in addition to a standing U.S. government-issued worldwide caution, this week the State Department issued an updated travel warning for Mali, holding at 44 the number of locations around the world specifically identified as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. If you are planning travel abroad this holiday season, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alerts USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, December 20th, 2014.